authored by the French government, the proposed immigration and asylum guidelines aim to set common European standards for legal and illegal immigrants. They would toughen policies against illegal immigration, for example, making sure those caught are expelled, while basing legal immigration criteria on the needs of individual European Union states. France also wants to establish common European asylum policies. A number of European Interior and Justice ministers, meeting in the southern French city of Cannes, hailed the French proposals, with the Greek Interior Minister saying he hoped it would be finalized by the end of France's EU presidency in December. The Interior Minister of Spain, which has voiced reservations about part of the French proposals, said he was satisfied. The proposed guidelines have been amended to take into account European concerns. French calls for European nations to reject mass regularizations of illegal immigrants, which Italy and Spain have done in recent years, have been watered down, as has the French demand that immigrants sign a so-called integration contract. But immigrant rights groups like the French NGO CIMAD are critical of the immigration pact. Sonia Locu, the head of the non-governmental organization's International Cooperation Department, says the proposals are based more on European security concerns than on human rights or Europe's economic needs.
Europe needs immigration a lot. It has been made clearly, actually, for demographic reasons, but also for economic reasons. There are a lot of reasons for a country such as Spain, for instance, to have mass regularization, because they realize that migrants contribute a lot to their economy when they are at the peak of their growth. And once they are regularized and once they become documented migrants, then they also pay taxes, they contribute to the social security system, to the pension system and so on. So it's a really, really a win-win situation.
In recent years, a number of EU countries have been cracking down on illegal aliens, alarmed by the tens of thousands of would-be immigrants arriving on their shores each year. At the same time, immigrant rights groups like CIMAD argue that an aging Europe will need more immigrants in its labor force in the future. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.